At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, a group of friends stopped to help after a car crashed in front of them. But did a car really crash in front of them? Or was it actually a ghost car?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802. Or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown. Quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is, and yes, 855-853-4802, the number to call. Share your real ghost stories with us. You can, of course, write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. We'd love to hear your real ghost stories. And if you want access to the advanced episodes, bonus episodes, all that fun stuff, check it out. Patreon, our page there. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online. And also Apple Podcasts. We've got a premium channel there where you can get advanced episodes and ad-free, so do check that out. It's Tony, Todd, and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. What's going on?
Ever seen a ghost car?
A ghost
car? Well, how would we know? Because maybe we thought it was a regular car, and then it was a ghost car. You know what I'm saying?
I have.
Kathy and I were talking about that one day. How many times have you thought you just saw somebody walking down the street, and it was actually a ghost? But you didn't know.
Yeah. I've said this before, like especially like in large crowds and groups of people. I wonder, you know, there's a lot of energy there. And if it takes energy to produce something like that, I think it would blend in pretty well.
It's a good point.
Because you look
for the people with no feet.
Yeah. Maybe like, cause sometimes you see somebody and you're like that it just felt weird, like a weird interaction or something. Maybe that person wasn't really there. Maybe
or
that's
they
why
were
it felt
a serial
weird.
Killer. Yeah.
Oh, well there's that too. Cause you can pick up on those serial killer vibes.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are usually pretty.
You both have run-ins with serial killers, both of you?
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say of all these serial killer interactions I've had in my life.
Have you, Carol? Or, like, have you had, like...
I don't know. I do live in the same town as BTK. And
yeah.
He was working as an animal control across the street from my veterinary clinic. And he went to the same church as one of my best friends at the time. So I didn't have direct contact with him, but maybe I did.
7 degrees of BTK?
Yeah, oh, so many ways. So many ways around here. But somebody did try to break in my house during the time that he was doing his thing. And I saw him. He walked up to my house. It was a guy with a mustache. I know that. And he walked up to my house and tried to break in.
So you were home at the time?
Yeah. I was sitting in the dark with my sister because my dog was... Oh, this is the other thing. Somebody had poisoned my dog. And I'm sitting in the dark with my sister and I'm like, what do I get? Because her kids were asleep. We didn't want to wake them up. And so we're just talking. I'm like, I don't know if my dog's going to make it through the night. And then this guy tries to break in the house. And it was the first night that we'd had our air conditioner on. So we'd had the windows open every other night. So you could have gotten in my house pretty easy the night before.
Yeah. I wonder if he was like kind of thinking that that was going to be what was going to happen. And then he got there and was surprised.
Yeah. Whoever it was, I think had staked out the house.
Yeah.
But then years later, when you find out that was still BTK time and I'm living in the same town as him. And then I heard on a show one night that I watched about him that he picked houses that were right next to an entry onto the highway.
Mm-hmm.
This house was right there. Like you would leave my house and go boom right onto the entrance ramp for the highway.
That's freaky. I would probably have dreams about that.
I know. That's weird.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know.
If we've learned nothing from Home Alone, people are staking out your house. There's some tricks you can use to keep them away. For instance, you can pretend to have a dance party for Christmas and set up all sorts of stuff in your living room, right? The statue of Michael Jordan that goes on the train. There's all sorts of things you can learn from Kevin.
That's it.
It was a very resourceful young man. It's a shame that, you know, in the end they did get him. You know, they didn't show that part in the movie. That was the part they cut.
It's just too much.
Well, it was that, you know, the whole family gets back in the house and then they come out and they execute the whole family in the backyard. It was the McAllister
massacre
of 92 or whatever it was.
And the old guy across the way with the shovel, he was actually a murderer that Kevin befriended. And then he brought him into the fold, and then Kevin was killing people all over the city. Yeah. So,
well, I watched around Christmas. I have the SNL channel on my
TV. Was a good one.
And then you remember that SNL skit that they come home and they're like, oh, Kevin, we didn't mean to leave you. And then he like set up the whole house. Yeah. So he massacres his family one by one.
Yes. It's fine with that. I think that's what probably inspired that in my mind was that. Yeah, I forgot about that. That was good. That was really good.
I kept thinking when I would watch that, because I was a little bit younger when that came out, like to clean up the house that well when the family came home, we didn't clean anything up as kids.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, what he did with the fire and the tar, I don't know.
He called a professional cleanup crew.
That's right.
And then they came and ServPro came and did it all. And it's all good now.
He stole his mom's credit card and was able to pay for it.
It was amazing. It was amazing how that all worked out. I just remember seeing Home Alone in the theaters and I was a little kid. I was probably like 9 or 10. I think I'm probably about his age. Thinking it was just the funniest damn movie I'd ever seen in my life at that moment in time. And I think it's like one of the few movies I've ever gone to twice in a theater.
I really like that movie. It's hard not to enjoy it and not get in the holiday spirit when you watch it. That and Christmas Vacation. So
it is. It's kind of one of those, if you want to just kind of get into something, those are good ones to get into, you know, and just escape the world for an hour and a half. Home Alone 1, what about part 2, 1 and 2?
I've only seen bits and pieces. Yeah, I've only seen him and the bird. Was there a bird lady or something in the
2.
Park?
Yeah,
yeah.
2 was great, too.
I never
thought
really
they were both, I liked them both. And then I actually reenacted the bird lady scene when I was in Central Park last year with Harper. We got
that.
I was like, honey, this is gonna be real special. And like, I pulled out a bunch of packets of Arby's sauce and I spread them all over my arms in Central Park. And then I put like a little shawl over my head and I said, I'm the bird lady. And then all these pigeons flew over and the NYPD came over and we had a really good experience.
Great memories.
That night.
Father-daughter memories.
It was her first time bailing her father out of jail.
I was just going to say, Harper was fatherless for a few days after that, but...
She was home alone in New York.
Harper loved it. That kid would love that. She'd be going to all the shows.
72-hour hold on Tony for that. Yeah.
She went back to the plaza and got her ice cream and all that shit. We were staying at the plaza. So she went back and did all. Yeah, they actually do have a thing where... I don't know what it was like ridiculously priced, but it was something where we did not do it. It was you get like the limo and the cheese pizza and they'll pick you up and kind of, you know, recreate it. And you get like the ice cream sundae and all that stuff. But
kind of on the subject and kind of where my mind goes, there was actually some posting online around the holidays of the interior of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
I saw that.
And everything's white walls and mm-hmm. all the, you know, all the over the top red and green stuff in the house is gone. It was kind of sad to see it. I mean, it looked nice, but it's like, it magic. Looked
nice, but house, I miss the character of houses.
Yeah.
And what we call character now, every house just seems, I mean, not to say that back then, like a lot of houses did kind of have that same sort of feel to them. But I don't know. I feel like everything is so much more generic now with personality, but it's just everything's so copycatted. It's like, if I've seen another fucking farmhouse thing,
HGTV effect.
Yes, completely. Yes. Cause it's a fad. It's a trend. Everybody wants to do this. And then, I mean, it's interesting because I don't know if this speeds along the generations of house design faster than it naturally used to flow, where, you know, you kind of have a look for a good 10-ish years. I feel like every year or two, like the trend turns over and then everybody wants to change everything up in their house. And you end up with like this big, people have this kind of mismatch of this is farmhouse and this is mid-century modern and this is that. Because it's everybody's trying to keep up, but you can't like redo your house realistically every year.
Over the holidays, the people who bought my parents' house occasionally will post pictures on social media and they have their Christmas tree up and all that. And it's so weird to see what they've done with my parents' home.
Yeah,
the fireplace is totally different. It was brick. Now it's, you know, flagstone and all that kind of stuff. It's like, oh God, I wonder what that would be like.
I'm always curious about that sort of thing. My parents are still in their house, but I've always been curious about like my grandparents' house and the other houses I've owned and the stuff that I've done with them and like what do they look like now? And I've not seen, so I'll like check Realtor and have every once in a while to see if anybody's ever like relisted. But I've yet to ever see anything. So.
We'll just go on a trip and start knocking on doors and say, I used to live here. I'd like to see it.
I'd like to live here. I'd like to let you know about some of the activity in the house.
Have you ever had activity here?
It looked like that guy in that was literally dying in Poltergeist.
Oh, my God. I'm going to get you or whatever he says.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go to a phone call at 855-853-4802. Hello.
My name's Ruben, and I'm from Modesto, California. And that's no EVP in the background. It's my son. But I wanted to share a story. This didn't happen to me, but I'd heard it so many times from my brother and his friend who it did happen to. And so I feel like I have enough knowledge to be able to share this. what happened was, this was back in 1996, I want to say. He at the time was about 19, and I was cruising around with a couple of his friends, his buddy, and his girlfriend at the time, and somebody else, another girl. So the four of them were driving around, and they came upon a red light, and they looked over to their left, and there was a white car. And in the white car were two women wearing white and a man in the back who was wearing a black hoodie or some sort of hooded shirt. And the story, my brother said that the two girls looked over at their car, did that thing that made a cross and kissed their hands. You know, I'm not sure what that's called, but if it has a name, but they made that gesture towards them, and they were very serious and solemn throughout doing that. And the guy in the back was just kind of snickering. And according to my brother, he said that it appeared as if the guy in the back didn't quite belong in that whole car. He just kind of was out of place in a way. So they didn't think much of it, and they continued about their night. A couple hours later, as they're heading back towards home, an otherwise very busy street in our city that serves as an east-west artery was all of a sudden very, there was no traffic there at all. It was dead. And coming up on their side now was another white car, and the man inside the car was completely unconscious and possibly dead. He was bleeding from his nose, and his head was resting against the steering wheel, and the car comes up fishtailing and driving really crazily, and ends up crashing into the side of a house. Well, not the actual house, but a wooden fence along the side of a house on a corner street, because there's a residential area that branches off of the main road there. So the car hits the fence. My brother and his friends stop their car right in front of the house where the fence was, and they figure, okay, this guy's in serious danger and we need to get him some help. So they get out of the car. And, well, my brother gets out at least. I think he gets out first. And then the car spins back around, flashes its headlights at him, and then starts driving towards him. I don't think it was going very fast. He certainly had enough time to kind of get out of the way. But at that moment, the owner of the house came outside without asking any questions or taking any kind of report whatsoever. He tells his son, go chase that car, as the car, you know, drives down the street and kind of gets away from the scene. And the son just automatically, just as if he had done this many times before, starts chasing the car. Now, my brother and his friends were trying to tell the man what had happened. And here's another interesting thing. They said that he was willing to speak to them, and he told them a bit of information about himself, how long he'd been living there, as the conversation went on. But whenever they had mentioned anything about the ghost car hitting the fence or anything like that, they said that he just completely ignored them. He just, as if they were not even there. He did not respond to it. He did not acknowledge it. He just had nothing to do with it and would not speak of it. So, as they pointed out the fence to him, you know, they looked over there and there was no damage to that fence at all. The car had slammed into it. I'm not sure at what speed, but it hit the fence and nothing happened to the fence. Then two police officers showed up, and they kind of had the same mentality as the owner of the house. They wanted nothing to do with what was going on. They took no questions. They took no report. They didn't write anything down. They just told my brother and his friends, you guys got to go get out of here. This isn't a place for you to be. Just leave. I'm not sure. I'm paraphrasing. I'm not sure what the exact words were spoken, but the impression was given that they didn't want anything to do with what had just happened and that they wanted my brother and his friends to leave the scene. That's the story. My brother took me the next day. I remember the very next day we went driving out there and he showed me some of the, it was during the election season, and a lot of the signs that had been posted along that busy road were knocked down as a result of the car having fishtailed and having hit them and knocking them down from the night before. That's my story, and you know, it's still to this day the strangest thing that I've ever heard of happening to anybody close to me. I mean, I do have a couple more. Maybe I'll call in a different time and share those, but this one I particularly liked because it's a bit of a blend between the paranormal and kind of like a glitch in the matrix, if you will, you know. So anyhow, that's it. We'll talk to you later.
Yikes. I like that.
What the heck was that?
I like the aspect of they don't want anything to do with it. It's like, okay, yeah.
This is like, were nice. Those all real people who showed up? Are those people who are real and they're like, this happens all the time with this damn ghost car? Don't get involved.
I think the thing that freaked me the most was that thing with the cross, kissing the thumb and doing the cross.
Yeah.
In the original car that pulled up. That would freak me out more than seeing a ghost car possibly slam into a house.
Yeah.
Although the ghost car slamming into a house is pretty freaky.
It is pretty freaky.
Then they saw it hit the fence and they turn around and they're like, but the damage to the fence.
I've seen a car slam into a house once.
Okay.
I actually have two stories here.
Did it really happen?
This is a twofer. Hey, do we still have one more call on the show or did we do both of them?
We have one more.
Okay.
We can save it for another day if you need to.
I didn't recall. One day driving into the radio station to do something at like 6 a.m. I don't know, morning show. I think it was the morning show. I was driving down 4th and then a station wagon plows into the like somebody's window, like in the, on the road. And I'm like, holy shit. I call 911 and they get there like that. Cause there was like a substation, like right around the corner. So I'm on my way and I get to the station and I told Stensland and then he ran down there and
covered the story.
We were first on the scene.
You had to go live to his cell phone from,
I think we did actually.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Good old days.
Yeah. Okay, here's my other story. This is the kind of the ghostly one. The house where I grew up in, out on, the house that was there prior had burned to the ground because a car veered off the road there and into the house and it burned down. Wow. But our shed in back there was a piece of the house at one point in time. And there was like, you could see like where the windows like were just by the way of the construction. And it was now just a shed. So it was all boarded over. And the foundation of part of the original house was incorporated into this house that is there now, specifically down like in the garage, because the garage was actually originally their basement. You can see the like where the carpet like squares were or whatever it was.
Okay.
Just by outline on the garage floor. And then there's also window outlines down there too, where there's no windows because it goes straight into a hill. these are things I never thought were like, it's like, oh, okay. Well, it's like, but looking back, it's like, this is kind of weird. They're kind of eerie, yeah. kind of yeah. odd little nuggets of another thing. And I don't know, this was all just normal to me. Probably part of is what, you know, sparked my interest in this sort of stuff. Cause maybe I always kind of did find it a little eerie and a little weird, but, yeah.
I and mean, other really, than your other than your ghost cat, you never really had anything go on in that house.
No, but I have a ghost cat update.
Oh, no. Ghost cat update.
Ghost.
Now a ghost cat update.
So my parents were here for the holidays.
Yeah.
And I felt an animal on my bed. And I thought it was Belle. Belle was not in the room. Belle was actually with Harper. And because Belle's like always with me.
Right.
And so it was rare that I didn't have a dog that night. But I was laying there and I swear to God, I heard an animal moving around, like ruffling of the blanket a little bit. And I swear to God, I felt it. And I thought nothing of it at all. I'm thinking it's Belle. And then, you know, my normal thing is I get up and I let her out into the patio. It's just a little doggy, you know, fake grass thing there. And then, you know, that's kind of our routine. So I'm like, hey, you want me to let you out? And she's not there.
So I think there's one of two things going on here. Either your parents brought the ghost cat with them and didn't know it, or you've got rats. One or the other.
Pretty sure there's no rats. You know, I like to tell myself that incontinence is not a problem, but sometimes it's not rats. I said to my mom, I said, I think you have a ghost animal that goes along with you. And she said, why? And I said exactly that. I don't know. I have not had that experience since I've been at that house. I had that experience there within the last 10 years. I've talked about it on the show at some point. Probably in the last, this last time I was, it was the last time I was there. It was in the last 2 or 3 years. Well, and actually more like 4 or 5 years because I've been back for like 4 years. So it's happened as an adult, but I think it's, I don't know. I think it's more connected to them than even the house. Maybe
it's interesting. It'd be interesting to find out if they think they have anything going on there or if they would even really recognize it.
Well, they have said to me, that after the last cat died, Scruffles, that they heard the cats, like the, you know, claws in the linoleum,
yeah.
you know, and a hairball. Like one night they both swore to God they heard the cat hacking up a hairball.
That's a very distinct sound.
Yeah. And the cat did that all the time. And that for a moment they thought nothing of it until they're both like, did you just hear that? And they both heard it. And they both kind of realized the cat's dead. You know, what the hell was that?
Yeah, it's not like a refrigerator makes that sound. That, like you said, Carol, that's right. A very distinct sound.
And my dad doesn't believe in ghosts, but he's, you know, he knows that happened. He doesn't, I don't know how you don't believe in ghosts and believe this happened, but whatever that dynamic is. He swears it, you know, and he doesn't make excuses for it either. He doesn't go, well, it was probably this or that. He's like, hey, no, that was weird. Like, I don't know how that happened. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a creepy one. It's a very creepy one. But I don't know. I mean, I've already, my dog's right here. Belle's right down here. And we've already made an agreement. I said, you know, when you die, I need you to haunt me forever. See, there we go.
So there she is.
That's a cute dog.
She no longer looks like Bob Ross like the last time she was on the show.
Yeah, she's getting a little knotted. She's getting groomed on Friday. And she's probably going to have to get cut down pretty good to get these knots out.
Well, every time my dog goes in, they give him a Karen haircut. He comes out looking like a Karen. Come here, Benji.
These types of dogs, and I did not know this at all, but they are, once they get their fur like this, which is so cute, it's also very, very difficult to maintain because it gets knotted like that.
Yeah.
And then,
look, doesn't Benji look like he has a Karen haircut?
He does.
A little bit. Yeah. A little bit. He's going to go like, he's going to go ask for the manager. He's asking.
Yeah.
He does.
It's Kate from Kate Plus A. Bob. Yeah. Can I see your manager? Yes. The sub sandwiches at the Blue Light Special area do not have mustard on. It specifically says there should be mustard.
So I'm going to throw everything.
I'm going to grab the icy machine.
I'm going to start throwing it. I'm screaming racist things.
I never knew what an icy was, even though I saw the icy machine for so many years. I'm like, what is that? Oh, it's some drink.
Your parents wouldn't get them for you?
I never got a fucking icy.
That was the best thing about going to Kmart. We drive down to Milwaukee to go to the Kmart down there, and we get icies all the time.
I got the sub sandwich sample. That's what I remember.
That's so bad for you.
I got the shitty pickle sub sandwich on the Pepperidge Farm roll. that was the taste of Kmart for me. I also always wanted to go into the K Cafe, which was in the back of the store, which looked like they had hamburgers and that sort of stuff. It was like a diner that was in there. It wasn't the food court type things of the this is 70s, 80s area. And nope, never got to do that either.
You're like, Mom, can I have an icy?
God damn it.
We've got it at home, son. We've got that. We got icy at home. And then you go home, she gives you a glass of water, you know?
With an icy. There.
Exactly. Icy. That's the line. We got that at home. We got that at home. You want an icy? Here's a hammer and an ice cube. Go put it in the vice.
Thanks, Mom.
There you go. Thanks for being therapy. Today. Oh, I got some fun stories that I'm not going to share on the air. That's going to wrap up this episode of Real Ghost Stories Online. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and more, check us out on Apple Podcasts and on Patreon. Just search Real Ghost Stories Online. Until next time, for Todd and Carol, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Giant Eagle, we believe in better. And that includes finding more ways to help you save. Because finding a good deal is everyone's deal. Because every dollar and every moment counts. On sale this season at Giant Eagle, you'll find lower prices on hundreds of favorites, like seedless grapes, ground beef, Giant Eagle American cheese, and more. Giant Eagle, because it matters. Limited time only through September 9, 2026. Prices and participation may vary. See store for details.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, Lady Luck?
Bretzky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack, craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
At Market District, we believe in the power of great taste, like juicy heirloom tomatoes, cheesy house-made pizza, and fresh artisan-made bread. From produce to meats to chef-made meals, discover great taste at Market District.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I like things my way. My coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARD MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenics.